First of all, this being my last weekend here at Blessed Sacrament, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of your parish. It's been a great, wonderful experience, and all of you had something to do with that, so I just want to thank you. We all have our plans in life. We have them mapped out, written down, ingrained in our minds. I know before seminary, my plan was to have a wife and 6 kids, 4 boys and 2 girls, like I had a choice. But look where that got me. Now, this is common in our world, in our lives where we have this plan of life. We decide to do it, we implement it, and then we try to live it out. This is the way we are wired. Planning has become an essential part of our life. For good reason, most of the time. There's financial planning, planning at work, planning our vacations. But this is also how God works. Since the beginning of creation, God had a plan and a specific plan for each and every one of us. God had every one of us in mind and how each of us would contribute to the kingdom of heaven. This is the greatest plan. The first plan, the plan of salvation history that we are all intimately woven into in a supernatural way. You see, this specific plan for each of us is what we call our vocation. And each and every one of us, God made us in a certain way to reflect the vocation that He chose for us. We have qualities, charisms, and the heart that fits perfectly the vocation that God has gifted us. It's like a piece of a puzzle that fits perfectly in its certain place. We are each uniquely cut perfectly to fit into God's plan. In the first reading, the Lord says to Solomon, "There has never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will come no one to equal you." This is true for all of us. Even though we are equal in dignity, equal in love, we are all made in the image of likeness of God. There's never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will not come another equal to you. In the gospel today, we hear the parables of the kingdom of heaven. A person finds a treasure in a field and buries it again, and out of joy goes and sells everything that he has to buy that field where the treasure is buried. Or we hear a merchant who finds a pearl of great price and sells everything that he has in order to buy that pearl. These two people found something that was so amazing, so magnificent, that it was the only thing that mattered in their lives. They sold everything with joy so they could have that prized possession. Christ is telling his disciples that this treasure, this pearl of great price, is not only the kingdom of heaven, but the path, the map, the plan to get us there. This is our vocation. But Christ is also saying that we have to find it, we have to discover it. It is not something that we can plan, but something that we have to pray about and ask God to enlighten our hearts and minds, to be open to His voice, for His plan for us. In the first reading, the Lord says to Solomon, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon at this time was a young man, a king, probably the same age as many of you in high school or college. Solomon, instead of asking for wealth, for power, for the good life for himself, asked for an understanding heart. So for the grace of an illuminated intellect and the ability to discern between good and evil and to always choose the good. Brothers and sisters, especially you young men and women out there, this is what we have to ask God for. Where we to have that understanding heart, to be able to discover that pearl of great price, what God has created us for, where our fulfillment in Him lies. This will help us to be able to sell everything that we have, to sacrifice with love, with joy, in order to obtain that pearl, that treasure of great price. Now, I can speak to you about how this is the only way that we can be fulfilled or the only way we can attain true happiness. But I think it's only through experience we can know of this joy, of selling everything that we have for this treasure. When I entered seminary, I believed that I would leave after 1 year because it just wasn't going to be for me. This was my plan. And boy, was I wrong again. Throughout seminary, and especially this summer, the joy that I have felt has far surpassed anything that I could have hoped for. I thought many things. I thought I wouldn't be happy, that I would be lonely without a family. But the Lord has given me great happiness and a family far larger than a wife and six kids. He's given me all of you, and he will give me even more after I'm ordained a priest next year, God willing. God has proven my plans wrong many times, but it seems that his plans have always been proven right. So today, on my last weekend here at Blessed Sacrament, I speak to all of you young men and women out there who are ready to make plans for your life. And I want to tell you to first ask God for the gift of an understanding heart so that you can discover your own pearl of great price, so that you can live out what God has called you to do from the beginning of creation. We see St. Paul says in the second reading, "We know for all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." So if we answer God's call, no matter what, if things aren't going well, or if we are doubting our place in the kingdom, that all things will be good in the end because he will justify us and glorify us in the kingdom of heaven. So as a parish, we have to foster these vocations, especially the priesthood and religious vocations. And it starts first with the family, a loving family, a family who encourages their sons and daughters to follow God's will and not their own. My vocation started in my family, with my parents who are here today, who lived out their vocation with openness and love and following God's will and trusting his will. And I think that's proven with having 11 kids. They definitely followed. They trusted God's will. So it starts with the family. And so young men and women, do not ever rule out a priestly vocation or consecrated life until you are up here saying, "I do," to the man or woman that you are spending the rest of your life with. Believe me, God has a plan for you. And if you allow him to enter into your lives, and if you follow his will, I promise you, you will never regret it.